This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order March 2nd, 9:30 a.m. This is Commissioner Nelson. I'll be chairing. We have Commissioners Feagin and Hansen on the phone. Consumer Reports, Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson. The Commission received a total of 22 contacts since the last report was prepared for the February 22, 2018 Commission meeting. Three of the contacts involved telecommunication services, seven contacts related to electric service, one contact was related to natural gas service, three contacts related to wireless service, six contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, and two contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We still have those two open CenturyLink complaints in 2014, and 192 of the 197 complaints received in 2018 have been resolved.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, we will move into our dockets. We'll begin with EL 18-005 in the matter of the filing by Mid-American Energy Company for approval of tariff revisions to its 2017 transmission cost recovery reconciliation and 2018 transmission cost recovery factors. And the question is, shall the commission assess the filing fee in the amount of up to $50,000? To account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date, and we'll go to staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson. This is Amanda Reese for staff. Staff just requests the commission assess the statutory filing fee in this docket.
Thank you. Mid-American.
Brian Riverick from Mid-American. No objection to that action. If there are any questions on the substance, we have Amanda Hush on the phone here as well.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Amanda. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anything to add?
No, I don't have anything to add to that. We're available for questions on the reconciliation of the factor filing.
Very good. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, motions.
Interim Chairman Nelson, in EL 18-005, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in reviewing of this filing commencing from the filing date.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to NG 18-004. In the matter of the filing by Mid-American Energy Company for approval of tariff revisions regarding rate MMT, the monthly metered transportation service. And the question is, shall the commission approve the tariff revisions? And we'll go to Mid-American.
Once again, Commissioner Brian Ryberg from Mid-American, this one I will not stand in the way of Amanda and her team who have done the substantive work on this one. So, Amanda, go ahead.
Yes, this is Amanda. With this filing, Mid-American is proposing to remove the limit on the number of customers that can take service under the monthly metered transportation tariff, and we're also proposing minor changes to the applicability section of the tariff that address the review of eligibility for customers that are already taking service on the tariff. And those changes are to improve the review process for both the company and the customer. With that, we are available for questions. I also have conferenced in with me Bryce Book, who is our subject matter expert on the monthly metered transportation tariff.
Excellent. Thank you, staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson. This is Lorena Reichert of staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and would recommend approval of the tariff pages as filed on February 27th, 2018. Staff is available for questions.
Questions from the commission?
I'm just curious, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
If I may ask, could this result in any sort of a seesaw situation where customers' rates are adjusted on almost a monthly basis? Could they see changes like every 2 months or 3 months or monthly?
This is Amanda at MidAmerican. There is no impact to customer rates because of this.
Yeah, I phrased that wrong, but thank you.
Commissioner Hansen?
Yes.
When staff had talked with MidAmerican, they said they did not anticipate that there would be an increase in the number of customers that were required to switch rates. And also with the discretion that the company would have with the tariff changes, they could review those on a case-by-case basis.
All right. Thank you very much, Matt. I appreciate that. Oops.
Other commissioner questions? If not, motions.
Mr. Chairman, in natural gas docket 18-004, I move that the commission approve the tariff revisions.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to telecommunications TC 18-005 in the matter of the filing by Quest Corporation DBA CenturyLink QC for approval of revisions to its access service tariff. And the question is, shall we approve the proposed tariff? And we will go to CenturyLink, Mr. Topp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. CenturyLink has filed revisions to its tariff. There are two pages that are revised. The first one, I think, is merely clearing up a typo. But the second one is we are seeking to remove the feature on what are referred to as dumb pay telephones. And these are coin-operated telephones that don't have the sort of the processing or within the phone itself, but rather need to rely on the central office to do that. On those calls, on such pay phones, historically, customers have been able to direct dial for intralata phone long-distance phone calls, and then an operator would tell the caller how many coins they needed to put in the phone in order to pay for the call. Obviously, it's an antiquated service. We've got two of these trunks in the entire state. It involves old technology that customers really are not using. We've given appropriate notice to the affected provider and would ask, and we're not aware of any objection, we'd ask that the commission approve these revisions.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson. This is Joe Rizak with staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and would recommend approval of the proposed tariff revisions with an effective date of March 12, 2018.
Thank you. Questions from the commission, and I will start. Mr. Rizak, have you ever used a coin telephone?
Thank you, Commissioner Nelson. This is Joe Rizak with staff. I might have once when I was young at a movie theater trying to tell my parents I was done, but I think that's the only one that comes to memory.
Okay, that's maybe more than I expected, so very, very good. Any relevant commissioner questions?
Mr. Interim Chairman, for Mr. Topp, where are these two at?
They are through Fort Randall telephones, and one is in Sioux Falls and one is in Rapid City.
Okay, thank you.
Additional questions? Motions. In TC 18-005, I will move that the commission approve the proposed tariff revision. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Two announcements of note. Commissioners and staff will be at the Black Hills Home Show March 9th through 11th, visiting with folks out there. Please stop by and visit with the folks at that show. And our next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, March 20th at 9:30 a.m. right here in room 413. Anything else for the good of the order? Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.